This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in the news coming up next, it's time for sports guests, though. ESPN NFL scribe Jeremy Fowler wrote about Bill Belichick recently, along with Don Vannata on ESPN. We'll get to the draft in a moment, but Jeremy joining us now here on The Fan. Mr. Fowler, how are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for having me.
So Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank of the Falcons not to trust Bill Belichick. Why?
Well, he basically relayed that he felt that Belichick was untrustworthy, as it was told to us. But that sort of had been a theme for a while. They had their run-ins, and it was quoted in our story that Robert Kraft has basically relayed privately that you never have a warm conversation with Bill Belichick. So even though they had great success together, and I don't think it was a situation. Nor are we reporting that Robert Kraft was purposely sabotaging Bill Belichick's coaching ability or his coaching prospects. But Arthur Blank, Falcons owner, and Robert Kraft are very close. They speak with candor, and when Kraft speaks with candor about Belichick, there's a certain tone involved.
Well, I know a lot of people were upset about that, and were trying to say that this is some sort of witch hunt and he's being blackballed, but isn't it? I thought about this the moment he was let go there in New England. I said, he's not going to coach again. He's 72 years old. And is there anyone that thinks that Bill Belichick is easy to work with? The only reason, to me, you get away with it is because of the unprecedented success. But is there anyone that thinks that Bill's a great guy to work with?
Well, a great guy to work with is probably relative, right? I've talked to people who work with him who... I feel like he's probably misunderstood. He's open to new ideas. They just have to be good ideas. And he is open to working with other people and probably would like the relief of having a personnel department with a true GM, which Atlanta had. So I think he was open to working with Falcons GM Terry Fontenot. So, there's some layers there. But it's, certainly he's not easy to work for. The Patriots way is sort of damaged. It had four rough years. And... It's not an easy place to play because a lot's demanded. It's not an easy place to coach. A lot's demanded, but, it's in the name of finding results and winning. And that's really all Belichick cares about.
So typically with greatness in sports, we like to ignore or whitewash flaws. We say, well, yeah, he was tough or he was a hard ass, but oh man, six rings and the Belichick way. With Belichick, though, it seems like it's the opposite, where we are ignoring how great he was, and he's now become this awful human who we just want to highlight how destructive he was. And I don't really understand why we're piling on Belichick so much. Was he just that bad? And can you detail why you think that is, what we're doing with Belichick?
Well, it's timing. It's the fact that he's coming off some really rough years. It's the offense that became a major issue late in his Patriots tenure. It's really some of the personnel choices that, you know, probably speak to ego a little bit, like having Matt Patricia run your offense, and he was a longtime defensive coach, which, you know, actually should be pointed out that the Patriots offense in 2022 was better than 2023 when they had Bill O'Brien. But he just sort of became an easy target because it's easy to say, well, Tom Brady was such a catalyst for the success there. But that is short-sighted. History is going to remember him as arguably the greatest coach of all time. And, you know, just really, I think it's a different conversation if he was 63 years old. But the fact that he's in his 70s made it difficult for teams.
Yeah, I remember in the piece you pointed out that, you know, in order to kind of have Bill in there, you kind of have to tear everything down and rebuild it Bill's way. And does anyone want to tear something down for what will probably be a 2 to 3 year run? Because you don't coach when you're 76 years old.
Yeah, and that's what teams are weighing. You know, I look at like the Chargers. They wanted Jim Harbaugh. They had zeroed in on him pretty early. But they considered that Belichick wasn't going to be able to coach long term, and they wanted stability there for, say, a decade. You know, teams covet that. They don't like to make coaching changes, you know. So he needs to go somewhere where he can be a contender, you know, or where – you got a couple years that he can try to get it done and get out. You know, like Philadelphia made a lot of sense if they were to have opened. They obviously held on to Nick Sirianni. He would have made some sense there. Dallas, same thing. If that opens next year, that could be an opening for him. You know, it's got to be the right fit.
Do you think we'll see him coach again?
I actually think there's a decent chance with it. You know, you're going to have a lot of teams or a lot of franchises that could have a head coach opening that have a lot of history, and he values history, you know, like Chicago comes to mind, potentially Dallas, a few others. Like, there could be some jobs that are attractive to him, and maybe a year away from the game will actually help and enhance his candidacy and his attractiveness.
That's what I was going to say. I was wondering, like, what would change, because he wasn't close to any job. I mean, it sounded like, again, from your piece that, you know, people talk about the Atlanta job, but they said that he was not in anyone's top three in any of the decision makers in Atlanta. So if he wasn't really close to any job, what would really change next year where an older Bill, who will be going into 74 years old, where someone decides that's which you don't see. I don't even know who the oldest coach in the history of the NFL is, but I'm guessing not many 74-year-olds get hired.
Correct. It's going to be tricky. I mean, it's something you'd have to sell to your ownership, and you'd have to have a plan for, you know, almost a succession plan. So, you know, that's an issue, certainly. But, you know, the man can coach, and he works long hours and has pretty recently. It's not like he had lost his edge. You know, so he's still got the ability to get it done. I think he's in relatively good shape. So there's certainly a team out there that could make it work for 3 or 4 years.
This is ESPN's Jeremy Fowler with us here on The Fan. You have spoken with scouts and executives across the NFL. Can you outline how you think the top 3, 4, or 5 quarterbacks, who they are and in what order they'll go in the draft?
Well, I do think that Caleb Williams will be 1, Jaden Daniels will be 2, and I think there's a pretty good chance Drake May is the 3rd pick. He seems to be the most coveted option. Maybe they can get wowed by a trade. You know, somebody can swoop in there and get him. But, you know, that's sort of the feeling right now. And then J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan quarterback, would be sort of the wild card. Does he go 4? Does he go 11 or 12? You know, there could be a lot shaken out there. So, but that's the early sense right now.
What do you hear? Like, the McCarthy thing is interesting because going into the year, not much was thought about him even being a first-round pick. The numbers don't wow you, but, you know, you win a championship at Michigan, you know, sometimes doing stuff, sometimes, you know, handing the ball off. What is the – is McCarthy a universal sort of pick, or is it more of a niche thing where a couple teams have fallen in love with him?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Probably a niche thing. I mean, I think it depends on what you value, you know, but he's kind of considered a cut below those others for the most part. Kind of like he's not quite tier three, but he's kind of in between tier two and tier three.
What are you hearing
behind Drake May? So,
what are you hearing most about Bo Nix from scouts and front office people?
Well, certainly he has a chance to go in the first round. There's a chance that six quarterbacks go in round one, which would be first time since the early '80s. But you know, he's got that coach's son vibe that players, you know, coaches and players are going to love. You know, true gamer, athletic, he can throw it on time. You know, the issue I kept hearing from teams is that, you know, does he freeze up a little bit in big moments when, you know, the picture changes on the defense and you got to read the coverage and make a good decision. You know, sometimes he struggles with that. But certainly a guy who seems to be catching on with some momentum a little bit leading into Thursday.
What about Penix compared to Nix? Is Penix more popular amongst the people you're talking with?
I would say slightly. Not much, though, but slightly. He's probably quarterback number five. That's my guess.
Okay.
And then Nix would be right behind him, but it's close.
And what are they – what is the – well, I guess the positives – what are the positives and then the drawbacks of Penix?
Well, I would say the drawbacks are age and injury, you know. He's going on 25 years old and has injuries pretty much every year. But teams I talked to are mostly comfortable with that. With the injury part, you know, so certainly he's a very skilled passer, maybe the best pure thrower in the entire draft, or close to it. So he's got a good chance to go round one.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the draft. Thank you.
Hey, anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, see you. Oh, Bill. I feel like people are piling on Bill?
Yes, I do.
It's really wild to me.
I do think people are piling on.
Because usually with greatness, we just, like I was explaining, we just... We ignore all the bad. We're like, oh, man, this guy was so great, and here's why. But, yeah, he's a little heavy-handed. But with Bell, it's like the opposite. It's so odd.
Yep. I said it when he got fired. I don't think he coaches again. I think it's a pipe dream next year. I just, again, go read that article. I think it's there's a really well-laid-out case for why he didn't get hired. Everything from people not believing that he can work well with others. And it's one thing to say, oh, no, I can change my ways. But if you've done one thing your entire life and you've done it really, really well and you are just a hard ass about it and you're now at 72, 73 years old, you know how hard it is for people to believe that you're actually going to change? Because you can say all you want that you're willing to work with someone until you actually have to work with someone. It's like when someone in the NBA says, I want to be coached hard. Remember when the Blazers were talking about that? No, no, no. We want to be coached hard. And then the first time someone does it, they're like, well, I don't like this. So between his age, the style, the fact that most people believe that he's only in it to win 15 more games, get Shula's record, and then walk away. The last 4 years have been a disaster under him. I just think all of these reasons, I just think he's fallen out of favor. And whether it's Tom Landry or Pete Carroll, you know, I don't care who you are. Don Shula, it ends. At some point, you just can't do it anymore. And I don't think that you will ever see Bill on the sidelines again.
Well, it is true. I mean, Carroll's not getting another job. I mean, and he's about the same age.
Yes.
And had much more success in recent years. Mm-hmm. And that's not weird to anybody. So
no, and is more adaptive to change than Bill is.
But I do think Fowler's right when he says, you know, if he's 63 years old, this is a different conversation.
Exactly. But he's not.
But he's not.
He's 73. And
all right.
I don't know. To me, in a league that's increasingly, when you look at the coaches that are being hired, who's the ones that people want? They want young, energetic, offensive-minded guys. Young, energetic, offensive-minded, I couldn't come up with three things that describe Bill less than those three things. So, I don't know, it feels like if I'm the Dallas Cowboys, I'm the Philadelphia Eagles, hiring Bill just seems like a desperate, like, grasp at relevancy. Yeah, we're not good enough to win, but, well, a decade ago, Bill was really good in New England with Tom Brady and went on this run, so what the hell? I'll just grab him with no other components to that Patriot organization and let's just see where this goes. That just seems like a terrible idea to me.
We've got a follow-up to the Amber Alert we all got this morning.
I know.
Pretty wild story.
Oh, yeah.
And we will kick off the news with that next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.